Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmuting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We first cannot move on until we welcome you and also thank Patrick Bernard for his absolutely beautiful rendition of Raga Govinda, which you just heard in our opening. It's from his album Chakra Celebration, and you can find out more about him and his music at patrickbernard.com. Now, we are so excited for you to be joining us today on such a yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour where we're going to be enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness with all the amazing synchronicities that unfold, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, today's fantastic, multi-layered, multi-dimensional wildcard lineup show that we plan moment to moment. We are promising you that we will definitely spark your creativity, infusing you all with infinite possibilities while awakening the magical divine child. So let's be daring and risk living in the divine cosmic ecstasy. Now today, we have such an incredible opening for you. We're coming back to you. We've had a few weeks off where we've just been realigning and getting together, and I couldn't think of an even better way to start with a month-long celebration of WESOC. It actually won't be taking place until May, between May 4th to May 6th in Mount Shasta, California, but we're going to be beginning a month before it to build up the energy, and we are so fortunate and so privileged to be welcoming the special guest that we have for you in just a few minutes. I'm going to keep you in a little bit of suspense just for a few more minutes as we delve into today's show. Now, many of you can imagine have you been experiencing over the last few months a little bit of frustration with all the planets that we've been having going retrograde. And now as we step into the Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, you're going to be finding that this is going to be further igniting the interdimensional doorways over the coming months. So many of you are going to find yourselves being in a space where you're really turning your focus inward. And over the next few months, we're also going to be experiencing some incredible, powerful full moons. The next three, and actually the one we just had passed last week, was also a super full moon. And this next one that's going to be coming up in May, which is a full moon in Taurus, and also they space around WESOC, around the entire energy of the full moon of Taurus. So with giving you just a little bit of information of WESOC, for those of you who may not be familiar with it yet and who are coming into the awareness of it, as we're all raising our consciousness and being elevated to this new level, we're awakening to this whole new understanding that there's always going to be a new level of experience and of existence as we continue with our growth and with awakening our divine selves, our divine eternal selves. Now today, like we said, not keeping you in much more suspense, we have just an incredible soul that has gifted so much to humanity with all of her work. She is an incredible channel, and many of you may be very aware of her. Some of you may have read all of her books and have experienced her absolute incredible talents and abilities. We're going to be welcoming Amora Kuan Yin. She is joining us live from Mount Shasta today, and let me just give you a little bit of a background on her, her bio for you, just to introduce her to you and you can feel the essence. So Amora Kuan Yin has been a natural healer and psychic since birth, and as a child, she was gifted with clairvoyance and clairaudience. A personal health crisis in later years led her to the path of holistic living, spiritual awakening, and sharing her gifts with others. Amora has become well-known and respected as a healer, seer, and teacher in Mount Shasta, California, where she maintains a private teaching and healing practice. She has also written four beloved books that many people around the world refer to, travel to, have just completely helped with their own awakening, myself being one of them. The Palladian Workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ka, and also the Palladian Tantric Workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ba, the Palladian Perspective, and Affinity. These are all absolutely must-haves for you to have in your library. And just to give you a little bit of background on the Palladian workbook before we bring her on, it is a direct transmission from the Palladian emissaries of the light, light beings from the Pallades, who say it's time now for our spiritual growth, ascension, and healing. Through Amora Kuan-Yin, we are taught to open our Ka channels, which pull energy from our multidimensional holographic selves into our physical bodies. These galactic healing techniques, aligned with our divine selves, raise our vibratory rates and rejuvenate and balance our bodies, while accelerating spiritual evolution and simultaneous emotional healing. So without further ado, we would like to welcome you so much to the show, Amora Kuan-Yin. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's a joy to be here, Charlotte.
Well, we are just so thrilled to have you here. We have a few really cool questions to find out, you know, how your awakening happened and your experiences through the years of writing these incredible books and how they've really helped humanity. And also that you will be also at WESOC next month presenting and speaking as well. So we got a lot of ground to cover.
Yes.
Well, first of all, if you'd like to check her out, we'll give you her website, which is www.amorakuanyin.com. And she has a newsletter and everything. You can find out her dates, where she's traveling, and her classes that she has so that you can get more information. So once again, welcome. What a bio. It's incredible. And I'd like to ask you, how in the years since you've written those books, how has it affected you and your own awakening process? And the traveling that you do?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that all the processes that I teach other people to do in the book, I've done on myself. And the reason I chose to write about them is because I found through doing them myself that they really work powerfully. And as a teacher and healer, I've found that that's true with other people too. That if they really apply themselves, not only to reading, but actually doing the activations that are in the workbooks, that it's just life-changing. And for me personally, I want to tell you a little story about something that happened years ago.
Oh, please.
I remember one day I was doing a meditation where I was calling my higher self in. And when I called my higher self in, she said to me, "Why don't you bring me in every day?" And I said, "Well, I only bring you in occasionally because I thought I was just supposed to call on you when I was desperate." And she says, "My dear, you and I are the same being. We are one. And if you want me to become one with your consciousness and your body, you need to meditate with me every day of your life." And that was back in the early 90s sometime, and I've been meditating with my higher self every single day since then. And she was right. As you do it every day, it just gets stronger and stronger and becomes more a part of who you are.
How incredible. And for those that are listening in to also, just even for them to hear that and to, you know, maybe something just sparks off and go, "Well, wait a minute. How wonderful." And where has it been? You've been all over the world. Where is your favorite place to go to, or when you go for, let's say, to recharge yourself or to realign yourself?
Well, I have to say, my favorite place in the world is actually right where I live in Mount Shasta, California. It's the only place I've ever lived that I felt totally at home. But probably my favorite place for going to recharge would be, God, it's hard to say, but probably Kauai.
Oh, one of my favorite places on the world.
Yeah.
The energy is so phenomenal there.
And to me, Kauai is the only island of Hawaii that still feels like that ancient sacred land. And the goddess connection in Hawaii is just so powerful.
How incredible. And now, how long have you been working or I shouldn't say working, but also co-creating with WeSoc, where you're going to be presenting in a few weeks as well, too. And how has that also affected and helped you to embrace your journey as well?
Well, I've been doing presentations at WeSoc for a few years. I just see it as an opportunity to reach out to the people who attend WeSoc and take them through teaching and meditation process to strengthen their own awakening process.
How incredible. And I can only imagine the amount of people that come up to you at this event as well, letting you know how much your books have affected their lives as well, too.
Yes, that's true.
And I have to ask you, out of all the incredible activations that are within the books, is there one, maybe particular one, that really stands out to you that you really feel connected with? I mean, I'm sure you're connected with all of them, but...
Well, I am connected with all of them, but probably that there would be two that stand out for me the most. And the first one would be the chapter on higher self meditation. I feel that the daily connection with the higher self and bringing the higher self into the body are still part of my meditation every single day of my life. And probably second to that would be the chapter on Ka activation.
How fabulous. And for some of the people that are listening in that are new to this or they're beginners in this, what would you suggest for them if they've just also found your book, or where would you suggest for them to start?
Well, I mean, just start reading it chapter for chapter and doing the exercises chapter for chapter, because it's aligned in a very synchronistic way.
So for all of those
for people who call me and want healing sessions, I require them to have read and actively done the exercises in chapters 5, 6, and 13. So you can do 5, 6, and 13 first and then go back and finish the others.
That's
anyway,
amazing.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. And so we'll say that for those of you who are listening in and you would like to get in touch with Amora for a session, now you know what you need to do, and you can also reach out to her through her website at www.amorakwanyin.com. The books are amazing. When I first, shall we say, met them, I was in California, and the two books, the first ones, The Divine Ka and Ba, literally flew off the shelf, and they were probably on the top shelf, and I'll never forget it, because literally one of them fell on top of my head and landed right in front of me and opened. Mm-hmm. It was quite hilarious.
I've had so many people tell me that same exact story.
That's amazing. And that to pick it up, and it wasn't even that I had read the book. I just held it in my hand for those first few minutes, and it felt literally... I'd never seen so much light and illumination that came through from it, and the feeling that I got off of it, the vibration was so intense and so incredible, I could not put that book down. I've never had that experience before, and I'd love to hear from people who have had that experience, too, of how the books present themselves to you. It's just incredible. And when did you start on your journey?
On my spiritual path, you mean?
Yes. How was, let's just say maybe in the beginning, what was one of the first main things or events that happened in your life that really sparked this path for you?
Well, I had been going to see someone who was a psychologist and a psychiatrist. And I was working some with some regression therapy, similar to hypnosis. And I remember one day during the regression facilitation work, I had had such a profound experience that I had realized that on a certain level I had been trying to kill myself my whole life. And at that time in my life, I had been given less than 5 years to live by 3 different doctors.
Wow.
And so I came out of that particular regression session where I had that deep inner realization, and I said, oh, my God, I've been trying to kill myself. And then the next thought that came through was not something I thought. It's just something I heard inside of me. I deserve to be the best I can be. And then after I said I deserve to be the best I can be, a part of me reacted and said, I have no idea what that means, but I won't give up until I found out. But it's interesting. I walked out of his office that day, and I started a 2-week fast because I just thought, well, when you've been trying to kill yourself, it's like your system's poison, so I should try to get rid of the poison. And during that 2 weeks, I discovered that there was a natural food co-op in the little town in Kentucky where I was living, and that there was a yoga teacher. And so I got involved with those two things, and I found out that the psychologist I was seeing had a book on past lives that she brought for me to read, and the yoga teacher actually ended up bringing me books to read that were based on spiritual stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I'll never forget, on the 11th day of my fast, I had a very, very powerful experience where I looked up at this mountain. I was driving a van, driving some mentally retarded adults home from the training where I was working with.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up, and way up high up on the hill, there was a tree. And I could suddenly see each individual leaf of that tree, even the ones on the back side that I couldn't, quote-unquote, physically see. I could see every leaf on that tree. I could see just, it was like hundreds of shades of green. And I felt like I was seeing the perfection of existence.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then my head was drawn in the other direction, over to the other side of the road, and it was a field of weeds. And as I looked at each blade of grass, I remember this thought coming to my mind as tears started streaming down my face, that if even one blade of grass was missing, or even one grain of sand on the beach, the world would not be the same. And I remember just the awe and the overwhelm I felt at that moment. And I would say that was the moment that my spiritual awakening began. And that was back in 1979.
What a beautiful story. I can imagine, too, how vibrant the colors must have been, too. Just so when did you get or find yourself or move to Mount Shasta?
I moved to Mount Shasta in October of 1988. But the first time I came here was in 1985. I was actually on a trip with a friend. We were going to a spot in Oregon. And we stopped on Mount Shasta and drove up the mountain to the Panther Meadow Campground to spend the night. And I decided to get out of the car and go meditate. So I got out of the car that we were in, and I walked over to a place about 20 minutes from where we were camping. And it was a quiet place with no one around, right by a stream. And I sat down, and the moment I sat down, this face came to me that was about 6 feet tall, and it started talking to me in the most profound and loving and intelligent way I'd ever been talked to. And this being started telling me the source of every problem in my life and exactly what to do about it to change it. And it was just... And the energy from that source was just overwhelming. I mean, it was moving through like every cell of my body and just awakening me to another whole level. And I went back to the car and I told the man what had happened. And he says, yeah, the mountain's known for things like that. And I said, what do you mean? It's a mountain, for God's sake. And he said, well, it's supposed to be some kind of special vortex or something. And I just said, well, if it's something special, I'm coming back here on pilgrimages. And I started coming to Mount Shasta twice a year just for little sacred pilgrimages. And every time I came, this same being would come to me. And it was actually about 5 years later when this being came to me one morning. And he said to me, I want you to channel my words to the friend who's staying all night with you. And he says, I want you to tell him that I'm Saint Germain. And I said, you never told me you were Saint Germain. And he said, you never ask.
I love it when they have such a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Wow,
and at that point, I had kind of a little bit of prejudice against channeling and about Saint Germain, because there was someone living in Mount Shasta who was channeling Saint Germain, and I had considered her just a total phony, so I thought everything with him was wrong. So I found out that day that he was this powerful being who'd been talking to me for 5 years, and I started changing a few things.
That's amazing. We have some of the pictures that we see. For those of you who aren't familiar with Mount Shasta, it's in the west coast in the northern part of California. And you can also just Google it, and just to see even the pictures of the mountain is just so magical. You'll feel yourself even experiencing quite a bit of an activation. It's amazing how the animal spirits are also around here making sure that we're getting all these messages.
Yes.
So, and what are some of your current projects that you're working on?
Well, I do a few private sessions, and I teach, and then, of course, I have just my social life, you know.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. But, you know, every year I try to teach a full series of the trainings that I teach with the Mystery School that I founded, because I'm the founder of the Dolphin Star Temple Mystery School System. And within that system, there are 7 trainings. And the first one is for 15 days. Well, actually, 3 of them are 15 days. No, I'm sorry, 5 of them are 15 days long. One of them is 30 days long, and one of them is 10 days long.
And wow, you are a busy lady.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the incredible experiences that you've had teaching as well. We would really love to invite you to lead us into an activation, but just before we do that, would you be open to taking us away on a meditative journey?
Well, I don't think a meditation is going away there. I mean, some of my meditations you have to go out of your body, but I see it as a journey deep inside yourself.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, before we ask you to take us on this incredible journey, what was, I would love to ask, one of the maybe experiences that you had in teaching the over the years, the Mystery School, one maybe profound experience that really affected you as well?
God, there have been so many.
So many.
Start. One instantly comes to mind. One day when I was teaching, the Holy Mother and Holy Father of all that He is came to me. And they said, well, I was actually leading the class in a meditation to connect with Holy Mother and Holy Father. And as we were with the Holy Mother and Holy Father, they said to me, Amora, it is impossible for you to fail us in any way. And I remember just bursting out in tears, because I'd always had such a feeling of failure in my life. And then they said to me, when you feel the wholeness and the beauty that you are, you will feel our infinite love. Because when we see you, that's all we can see. We can see your infiniteness. We can see the beauty of your essence. And it's impossible for us to see you and not love you in that way. And when you can learn to feel that beauty, and then you will feel our love 24 hours a day. And when they were sharing that with me, and with the, and they also ended up asking me to share that with the group, it was just, it, the energy was moving through me in such a deep and powerful way. Just this thought at that time in my life of being loved in that deep and profound way, every moment of my existence, was just an overwhelming experience for me. And it was one that really changed my life.
Wow, how beautiful. I can feel the emotion of it even as you speak.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
And then I remember one more thing on that day. The Holy Father started singing, "You are so beautiful to me." And he sang that whole song to me. And he said, any time that you're with someone that you love deeply and are in a relationship with, you should be able to stop at any moment and just turn to that person and sing that song to them. And they said, that's how our love for you is. It's as if we can look at you and sing that song every moment of existence.
Wow.
So that was the rest of that experience.
I think we should skip our outro song and just sing that at the end to our listeners. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
Wow. And actually, it's amazing, too, how you can feel the energy radiating off of you just even as you're singing. It's really uplifting. It's really incredible. Again, we're speaking with Amora Kuan Yin. We are so privileged to have her on our show. And you can find out more about her at www.amorakuanyin. And her incredibly beloved books, the Palladian Workbook series, they are just phenomenal. And I encourage you all listening who haven't maybe discovered them yet to get out there. You'll be just absolutely amazed. They're so amazing and how they help you also with the evolution. One of the things I just wanted to add to that, too, what I really loved about your book was that the first one was how you had also placed on it what to do every day, every evening, every month, and the glossary. That is so helpful to everybody, and what a fantastic idea. It was just amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we are so happy that you've graciously agreed to take us on a journey within. So, shall we get started on the awakening?
Okay.
We'll be playing the Om by Patrick Bernard in the background. And we're going to ask for everyone who's listening at this time to close their eyes, getting into a comfortable receiving position. And as you take a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, visualize a tube of light for the ladies coming from your second chakra, which is at your belly button, and for the gentlemen listening in, from your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and see it flowing in to the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth, and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels, the Mahatma, and the Elohim. We also invoke our mighty I Am presence and invite our soul extensions and monad to also take part with us. And as you take a deep, clearing breath, feeling yourself and allowing yourself to surrender, bring back your awareness and your focus to the Stargate within the center of your heart, allowing the petals to open up and for you to bring in the energy and the existence of pure love and light. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, really feeling yourself completely relaxing into the pure potential of the void and bliss. We welcome Amora to guide us on this journey.
So, beloved ones, I would like for you to just kind of tune in to how far your aura goes out from your body. Is it really close to your body? Or is it really far out? And when you get a sense of that, I want you to imagine that you can etherically adjust your aura so that it becomes 2 feet around you in every direction, 2 feet above your head, out to each side, in front of you, behind you, and below you. And call upon the Pleiadian emissaries of light to assist you by adjusting your aura so that it is 2 to 3 feet around you in every direction. And just let yourself continue breathing as deeply as possible to assist in this process of adjusting your aura. And once your aura is adjusted, I want you to call on the Lords of Light of the Rainbow Flames. The Lords of Light of the Rainbow Flames. And ask them to place the Rainbow Flames in your whole aura to cleanse all of the energies in your aura. And when your aura is completely full with the rainbow flames, ask for the rainbow flames to start moving through your body as well, coming in through your feet, all the way up your legs, through your arms and the trunk of your body and your head, asking for the rainbow flames to begin to fill up every single cell inside your body. And while these rainbow flames are filling you, I just want you to be aware that you have several energy bodies. You have an etheric body, an emotional body, a mental body, a spiritual body, and an astral body. And the rainbow flames, because of the each color, connects with one of these energy bodies. And clearing your body and your aura with these rainbow flames is a good way of really cleansing and purifying your body and aura. So just continue breathing deeply and gently and feeling those rainbow flames moving through every cell of your body and every energy body and every part of you that is physical. And while those rainbow flames are flowing through you, I want you to ask again for the Pleiadian and the Sirian emissaries of light and Jesus Christ. Once again, that's the Pleiadian and Sirian emissaries of light and Jesus Christ. Ask them to do an erasure chamber of light for any pain in your body or aura that can be, that's ready now to be erased. And as it's erased, to just fill the space where that pain was with gold light. We all have pain in our bodies from emotions that we suppress that have turned into pain, karmic energy that we're still identified that's become painful, sometimes even places where people have hit us with psychic energy that's negative that's turned into pain. So thank these beings for being able to use this process at this time for erasing the pain that's in your body and your aura. And know that this energy healing is a grace given by the higher beings of light, the angels and Elohim. By grace I heal, by grace I release, by grace I forgive and return to peace. By grace I heal, by grace I release, by grace I forgive and return to peace. And while this erasure chamber of light is still happening inside your body and aura, we're going to ask the same guides for one more thing. We're going to ask them to do a depossession chamber of light. A depossession chamber of light. To remove any dark entities or human energies that are anywhere in your body that do not belong to you, that are causing blockages to you from your own higher self energy. Again, asking for a depossession chamber of light for removing any entities that are connected to you or humans that do not belong in your body or aura. Just asking for them to be removed in grace. by grace I heal, by grace I release, by grace I forgive and return to peace. By grace I heal, by grace I release, by grace I forgive and return to peace. Just continue breathing deeply and gently, allowing those chambers of light for erasing pain and depossessing to continue assisting you and sending gratitude out to the beings of light who are doing this with you at this time. By grace I heal, by grace I release, by grace I forgive and return to peace. By grace I heal, by grace I release, by grace I forgive and return to peace. And now I would like you to ask for the rainbow flames to stop running through your body and aura. And just imagine that you can use your etheric hands and just push the rainbow flames out of your body and aura until the rainbow flames are on the outside of your aura, and leave them on the outside of your aura for creating a nice boundary protection. And you have something called the tube of light, which is like an upward diagonal energy that starts running at the top center part of your aura, down through the top of your head, around your whole spine, to the bottom of your aura. And the purpose of that tube of light is to be filled with your own higher self's energy of the light. And I would like you to call on your higher self of the light now, and ask for your higher self of the light to fill your tube of light with its higher self of the light energy. And start breathing in through your crown chakra, drawing the energy through the tube of light all the way in and down around your whole spine, all the way around your whole spine to the base of the spine, and then sending that tube of light energy down to the center of the bottom of your aura. And breathe deeply and ask for your tube of light to be filled as full as possible with higher self of the light energy. And as it flows down along your spine, letting it overflow through the front and back of your heart chakra, and asking for the higher self energy to begin to blend as deeply as possible with your heart and your soul. And while you're doing that, I'm just going to sing a little song that I was taught by my higher self. Long before it was taught to me as a song, it was taught to me by my higher self. as a way of calling on my higher self. So I'm going to sing those words now. I am you, you are I am, we are one, and in that oneness, all that ever has been, and all that ever shall be, is here now, is here now. I am you, you are I am, we are one, and in that oneness, all that ever has been, and all that ever shall be, is here now, is here now.
And just take a moment to speak to your higher self and tell him or her, I know that you and I are one being. I know that we are one, and I am ready to become one with you again in my body and in my consciousness. And I ask you to assist me with this throughout my days and nights, throughout my life, until I have become one with you again, fully, and have learned to love every part of myself 100%. So be it, so be it, so be it, and so it is.
In gratitude to you for that beautiful, I don't even think that describes the words of that phenomenal journey. And it's such an incredible time, too. What a divine dispensation. We are very honored. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
And with the festival of Vaisakh, which is the honoring of Buddha and the Buddha within, and you will be there also making a presentation in Mount Shasta.
Yes.
We welcome all of you who are interested in attending the Vaisakh. And also, too, please check out Amora's website at www. I'm having a bit of a time putting my words together after that journey. AmoraKuanYin.com. Whoa. So, now with the maybe we should read a little bit about Vaisakh. It's we are very privileged to have you on the show and to do that incredible journey with us. And when you've, look at this, I've never had this happen to me before. So, all right, we're pulling it together.
That's okay. I'm sure this home can relate to.
So we'll just call on our mighty I Am presence and also help us to spin our inner Merkabas to the right and the outer Merkabas to the left. And help to ground, solidify all the energies that we have called forth and anchored. And we also request at this time to transfer the heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And with this beautiful divine dispensation blessing with the WISOC coming up in May and everything that is unfolding for us in the coming weeks. It's, wow. Help me out here. It's, we'll give you just a little bit of background on the WISOC, which is the celebration of Buddha's birth and enlightenment, and also in some traditions, his death as well. It is said that WISOC is the time at the full moon of May in which the Christ gathers the entire spiritual hierarchy together in meditation to invoke the forces of Shambhala. Now, Buddha being the divine intermediary between the highest spiritual centers of Shambhala and the hierarchy. So according to the metaphysical traditions, the Buddha was born, attaining enlightenment, and left the earthly incarnation under the full moon of Taurus. And the Buddha returns at this time each year to bring new light to the world. Spiritual leaders gather in the WISOC Valley, a mystical place high in the Himalayas. Here, initiates led by the Christ arrange themselves into a great pentagram, which is actually the symbol of Venusian emblem of the world's soul. And while the Buddha hovers over them, gathering radiant light, this cosmic alignment occurs during the 8 minutes centered on the moment of the WISOC full moon. Now, the WISOC is also celebrated in Mount Shasta, and it is a very powerful time to be present. So for those of you traveling there, this year especially promises to be quite an incredible experience. And with the 2012 energies that are coming through, we also had a channel that came in from Lord Sananda about 2012 WISOC, where he was saying that it was going to be the most powerful that we have ever experienced in the history of Earth. You are now in the golden year, creating the golden age. Normally, WISOC is very powerful, but with its increasing its power tenfold due to the frequency of the grid formations with the intergalactic waves that are assisting the planetary essence. Also, part of this new heightened awareness will be the accessibility that each lightworker has the capacity to bring their highest essence into their own physical bodies. This, in turn, creates more focus in the land of Gaia as each of you walk through these elements. Your prayers, thoughts, intentions, and the power to surrender onto your I Am presence is going to catapult you into being more focused of your intentions for the new Earth. Be prepared for great changes, depending upon your intentions and the abilities to fully surrender to the physical essence onto the higher essence as we become one unified body of light. So with that, Amora, we thank you so much for being with us here today and gifting us with such a beautiful journey and allowing us to peer into your life and everything that you've done. We have been so honored to have you on the show.
May I just quickly say one thing about WISOC?
Please.
It's not so much a time for, quote-unquote, worshiping the Buddha. It's a time for becoming the Buddha. It's a time for each and every one of us to really focus deep inside our hearts and souls and to know that we are here to become the Buddha, the Christ, the Goddess, the God, that we are embodied, that we have an ability to become as awakened and as masterful as all of these beings of light are. So be it.
So be it. We thank you so much. And once again, you can please log on to her site at www.amorakuanyin.com. And please join us for our next show, which will be on April 24th. Where we will be continuing the honor of WISOC with our special guest, Raja Dove of Stardove, who will be sharing the energies and the stories of eternal love of twin flames and what happens when a lightworker starseed passes. So we thank you all so much for joining us, and we're wishing you all magical days and nights full of cosmic ecstasy. Infinite blessings to you all. And please, if it's you'll join me, Amora, in singing that beautiful song to send that extra blessing out to all who have been listening.
Yes.
Thank you once again.
You are so beautiful to me.